this hour, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for helping us to worship you, O God, even this morning. We just commit, O my Lord, yes, Father, even this time into your hands, that, Lord, as we open the scriptures, O God, and we encourage one another, we just pray that, Lord, your presence is in this place. We just pray that, Lord, you will minister unto us, O God, expressly, Lord, concerning the things, O God, you want us to hear. We bless your name that, Lord, we will hear clearly to the praise and glory of your name. My Lord, my God, I thank you for giving me the opportunity, and I just pray that as I minister unto your people, O God, Lord, make me to be a vessel unto honor. I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, I will speak as I ought to. I just pray that Jehovah Jireh, the presence of the Lord, O God, overshadows me. And, O God, I speak, O God, yes, Father, as you have put it in my heart. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, my God, I pray that, Lord, I will not be left out. Lord, as I minister, Lord, you'll be ministering unto me as well. And, Lord, at the end, O God, of this service, O God, as we will move out of this place, O God, we want to thank you that Jehovah Jireh, indeed, we will say the Lord has been with us. We will say, yes, indeed, the Lord has spoken unto us to the praise and glory of your name. Father, we remember those, O God, who are on holidays, those, O my Lord, who are not feeling well, who are not with us right now. We pray for them wherever they are, my Lord, my God. We speak of your blessing, O God, upon them. And we just pray, my Lord, my God, that, Lord, yes, Father, they will not be left out, O God, of the things, O God, you are doing in Word Founding Christian Ministries. That they will bless your name, O God, and we glorify your name. Thank you, Most High God, for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's wonderful to see those who are here. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, he is there in our midst. So we want to thank God because we know that the Lord is in this place. In the name of Jesus, our senior pastor, she sends a love, a greetings to all of us. She is not with us today. She is with the Watchfield Swindon branch. So she sends a greetings to everyone. Amen. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for according me this time to stand before you, the people of the living God. I also want to appreciate our senior pastor, though she's not with us, but I want to appreciate and thank her for giving me this opportunity to share the message of hope to the people of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we will go to the anchor scripture of our for the theme of the month. Hallelujah. Boldness to witness, boldness for witness and wonders. Hallelujah. Taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. The Bible says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." I will continue. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all." Amen. Great grace to witness. Hallelujah. Great grace to witness. Great grace was upon them all. Amen. That great grace to be able to stand before people. You know, the main thing or the greatest commission that the Lord gave unto us as believers is to witness to others. after we have received this gospel, after we have received this good news, the desire of the Lord is not for us to keep it to ourselves, but the desire of the Lord is that we will go out and we will share this good news to all that we meet on the way. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew, Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, Matthew 28 from verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So that greater grace given unto us to be able to go and to minister, and at the same time, the assurance has been given unto each and every one of us that I am with you to the very end. So anytime we step out there, anytime we are sharing the good news to anyone or the people that we meet, be it in our workplaces, be it on the streets, be it in shopping malls, anywhere where we meet them, we know that God gives us the boldness. We know that that great grace is given unto us by the Lord. But at the same time, we are not alone. The protection of the Lord is all around us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we will share some of the scriptures that the Lord put in my heart to share today. One of them is in 1 Kings chapter 18. If we are to open to 1 Kings chapter 18, hallelujah, God is able to give us that greater grace to be able to minister, to be able to be witnesses wherever we go, because He is with us always. That assurance that we are not alone, but God is on our side. He is with us always. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to start from verse 17. 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 17. It's a long read, but some of the things I will paraphrase. And when you get a chance, please go and read this whole story. It's an amazing story concerning Prophet Elijah. This was the time when there was famine, or there was drought throughout the land. Or it was a time when the people, before the drought, actually, people were living in plenty, and they came to that conclusion to say, no, there was no need to worship God. We can still get whatsoever we want, be it all the harvest that we always have. We can get it still without God. And they started to fall to follow pagan gods, or a god who was called Baal. And what happened is that the Lord sent his prophet Elijah with a message to say there will be no rain for a period of 3 years until Elijah will speak unto the Lord again. Why? Because the people had continued to do all sorts of things, that were against the word of the Lord. And in 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 17, this was between King Ahab. During that time, the king of Judah, his name was Ahab, and the prophet was Elijah. And in verse 17, the Bible says, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubles Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450 and prophets of the groves 400 which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. This verse 21 is emphasis. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long hold ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Amen. So after he had spoken and he said, okay, we will bring two animals for sacrifice, and we will lay them, in a wooden tray for a sacrifice, and there will be nothing that will be put upon that sacrifice in terms of fire, but whosoever is going to, we will call the prophets of Baal, 450, they will call. I will also call on my living God, and the God who answers by fire, let him be God. Amen. So this is what happened. You can just imagine these were 450 prophets against one prophet. But the amazing part of it, why I am speaking of greater grace to be given unto us is that because of that verse that we read in Matthew chapter 28, the Lord said, I am with you. When you are going out there, whenever you are witnessing of my word, whenever you are speaking of my word, you are not speaking it in your own power. You are not saying it in your own power, but you are saying it in the name of the Lord. This is what the prophet Elijah did here. He said, if I am a prophet of the living God, he said, if I am of the Lord, if the Lord have sent me, the Lord will answer by fire. It came to pass in the process of time. The Bible says, the prophets of Baal, they called upon their God, they cut themselves, they did so many different things, but the sacrifice was not burnt. But when Elijah came to the scene, the Bible says in verse 36, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Amen. He was speaking the word of God. He was praying the word of God. As we go out to speak the word of God, as we go out to witness out each and every day, wherever we are, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be an evangelism outreach that is being called by the church. But yes, it is good, even what we did on Friday, going out to our community. But my brother, my sister, I speak unto you today, and I say, don't wait for a kind of a time when you say this is the time. Anywhere where you are, even your life, it is a true testimony. Speak the word of God. Witness to those people that are around you. Let people know that there is something extraordinary. There is something unique about you. And they desire to know that that is what God has given unto you. That we may be witnesses everywhere. We may be witnesses, be it in our workplaces, be it in our homes, be it on the streets, anywhere where we go. The Lord desires that we will be witnesses. Elijah had that boldness to say, yes, there will be no rain for this space of time. Why? Because he knew the God he served. You know, the Bible says, you know, with signs and wonders following. So Elijah, he demonstrated that power. He came to a place where he said, you know what, the Bible, the word of the living God gives me this authority. That with signs and wonders following, when I declare, when I say something, it will come to pass. So it happened. Why? Because he had that boldness to say yes. You know, he did not doubt to say, oh, you know, if I'm going to say this kind of thing, is it possible? Can you just imagine, just think for a moment, that one man all over Israel, he declared that as long as I stand as the servant of the living God, the Bible did not tell me that God had already told him that, okay, you now go and declare that there will be no rain for 3 years. He stood and he said, as a servant of the Most High God, there will be no rain. Can you imagine just declaring that and, you know, without doubting that, oh, what about if? Because this was a long period of time, 3 years. It's a long period of time. But can someone just imagine saying those kind of words? Why? Because he had the boldness. Why? Because he understood the God he served. He understood that when I say it in the name of the Lord, I believe and I know that God is on my side. I believe and I know that God will back me up. And it came to pass. The Lord was on the side of Elijah. The Bible records and the Bible says in the book of John, John chapter 11, where we see after Lazarus had died, and many doubted that, you know, if there was anything good that was going to come out of that. The Bible records in John chapter 11. When God is on your side, when you speak in that understanding that you know the God you serve, God will always give you the victory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John chapter 11, from verse 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God. This was Jesus speaking to the two sisters of Lazarus. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And I know that you hear me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. Amen. With signs and wonders following. So that is the kind of boldness we need to come to that place. You know, signs and wonders, it is not something that was done by the apostles and the prophets, and it cannot happen today. No, the word of God is alive every day. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same power and the same authority that God gave unto the apostles, that God gave unto the prophets, that God gave unto the evangelists, it is the same power and the same authority that God is still giving unto us today. It is never, 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 never later. It is not of order. It is not of the future. It is not of the present. It is every day that the name of the Lord is the same. Every day, as the sun is rising up in the morning, as the sun is setting up in the middle of the night, the name of the Lord is the same. He
does not change. He remains to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same power and the same authority that he gave unto Prophet Elijah, as we are just reading, the same power and the same authority he gave unto Jesus. Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 8, where we just read, the first verse where we read there in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, he said that all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me, and this same power I give unto you. So that is the power, that is the authority that God has given unto each and every one of us to be able to go and exercise, to be able to go and to use this power and this authority. God is on your side. God is on our side. And as we know that God is on our side, we are able to go in that power. We are able to go in that authority and to take nations, to possess, to occupy, to deliver people who are bound in some kind of sicknesses, in some kind of stagnation, where you know that this is not the will of God concerning this person. This is not the will of God concerning this woman, concerning this man. God has given you, God has given me that power, that authority to be able to go and exercise that authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is still the same God. He is still the same God. He does not change. Hallelujah. The Bible says in James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Someone is there, please. James chapter 5, I think it starting from verse 16. Hallelujah. As we speak concerning the life of Elijah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll read from verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not in the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen. So, the Bible is reminding us here of the story we are reading today of the prophet Elijah. He was a man of like passions, just like us, just the same way we are. But he is a man who took authority. He's a man who declared that as long as I live, as long as I stand here as the servant of the Most High God, for the next 3 years and 6 months, there will be no rain. It came to pass. It happened. The Bible has reminded us. Can you imagine? This is one of the apostles who was writing, the apostle James. He was reminding us that, look, you know, we walked with Jesus. We handled the word of truth. We know that, you know, with God on your side, all things are possible. And I admit and I assure you, brethren, he was reminding us that, I assure you, brethren, that, you know, when you stand in the name of the Lord, he is able to back you up. Elijah did it. He prayed and he said, there will be no rain. And the Lord backed him up because, you know, this sacrifice that happened here, it was in that space of time when he had declared that there will be no rain. This is the time when it actually happened. And you can see that after, you know, he had prayed from verse 36, where he said, Lord God, in 1 Kings chapter 18, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, you are the God of Israel. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am your servant. Hallelujah. He said, let it be known that you are God in Israel. And also let it be known that as I stand here, I am your servant. Brethren, do we have that boldness? Do we have that authority to say, yes, I am speaking, and as I speak in the name of the Lord. I stand here as the servant of the Most High God, and I declare things, and I see the hand of God in it. I see things happening. Do we have that authority? Do we have that power to say, yes, I stand here as the servant of the Most High God, and I'm declaring, this is Elijah. He said, I am your servant, and that I have done all these things, not in my own power, not in my own name, but I have done all these things at your word. I am doing all these things because your word has prompted me. Your word has told me, and I know. Because he said, signs and wonders will follow you. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. Where do we stand, brethren? Are we leaving this this work to our senior pastor to say, oh yes, Word Found on Christian Ministries, it is Pastor Dupe? No. This ministry is your ministry. This ministry is my ministry. When you see things not working, what are you doing about it? It is not all about, the senior pastor. No, it's not all about the board of trustees. We are in it all. In their cry, we cry together. In their joy, we joy together. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. So anytime when I see something that I feel like, no, as a ministry, we should be in this direction. Do I pray about it? What do I do about it? It is you and me. It is you and me who are called Word Founding Christian Ministries. So this authority, this power, God has given it unto us. We wherever we are, in our communities, in our workplaces, wherever we go, are we exercising this authority? Are we exercising this power? Elijah exercised it. The Lord backed him up. The Lord was on his side. Our Savior Jesus Christ in John chapter 11, where we read, he said, Lord, I thank you because I know you always hear me when I call. Do we have that boldness? Do we have that authority when we say, Lord, I thank you that anytime I call upon your name, I know, Lord, that you always hear me. I know, Lord, that you always answer me. Have we come to that place? Brethren, the opportunity, it is never too late. You know, it is never too late. One thing that I have known about the Word of God is that it is never too late. The Apostle Paul, after all the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers had come before him. This is a man who came on the scene. The Lord said, I have some work for you to do. He was a man who was able to write 2/3 of the New Testament. He did not have any excuses. Brethren, he could have had many excuses to say, oh, I am in jail. Most of his time, majority of all the letters he wrote to different churches, he wrote them when he was in jail. He wrote them when he was in a place where he was confined to one place, but he did not allow the circumstances or the things that were surrounding him to stop him to do God's work. Anytime you get the opportunity, you will be writing. Instead of thinking of negative things, things that you will say, oh, when will I come out of this place so that I will be able to visit the Corinthian church, so that I will be able to visit the Philippian church. He said, instead of that, let me be writing letters. And he did not know. I don't know, but maybe God put it in his heart that, you know, all these letters, we are still reading these letters today. Can you imagine about that? Can you imagine about that? He had all the excuses to make, to say, oh, I cannot do it. I cannot do it because, you know, I'm confined in this kind of one place. I cannot do anything. But he did not. What excuse are you making today? What excuse are you making today? Are you making an excuse that, I'm not yet ready. I don't want to be too much exposed because anytime I try to, you know, so many commitments will come my way. I don't want that. You are hiding away from any kind of, or you are moving away from any kind of commitment. My brother, my sister, the time is now. The time is now. There will never come the right time. It is not a right thing. Every time I remind myself that it is not a right thing for me to do when I have got the opportunity and I cannot, you know, put my hands on that plow. It's not right. If it is time for me to say I need to go out and to share the good news and the opportunity has been given, I have to do it. I cannot be sitting at home. I was thinking of it another day and I say, wow. Our minds or the way, you know, sometimes we work, it just amazes me that if I know that I am supposed to be in the office 9 o'clock, no matter what, I just have to make sure that I am in there. And I'm saying, what then, Lord, what happens then when I know that, oh, it is time for me or for prayer or maybe something has been called that, you know, we need to be doing this, and I just find myself being so lazy or saying, oh, let me just relax a little bit or 5 minutes and then I will go and things like that. What happens? It happens to all of us. It happens to me. It happens to, you know, maybe it doesn't happen to you, but it happens to me. And I say, God, help me. Give me that desire that if I am able to respect men, you know, men in my offices, be it my boss, be it my, if I'm able to respect them, what more of you? The things that are in your house, what more of that? It amazes me. That's how God saves his people. And you know, I was listening to the news one of these days about this woman, you know, who was on the sea for 10 hours. I think you heard of her. And she was saved. And she said, if I'm not mistaken, I think she spoke of yoga. Yeah, yoga. She said, what helped her, what helped her for those 10 hours is because she practices yoga. And I said, wow. You know, can you imagine if someone believes that, you know, it is actually my practice of yoga that helped me and kept me for 10 years, what more of a child of God? I was just thinking of it. And you know what? Truly, it's a fearful thing that one can fall in a sea and she is able to swim and just be on top of water for 10 hours. But that's the amazing part of how God saves his people. But can you imagine having that authority and that power? Now you are speaking in front of the teller to say, it is God who saved me. Because many had a testimony. Can you imagine? So it's up to our personal lives. Because I can just imagine people who don't know God. They will think yoga, is it yoga? They will think yoga is good, is it? If you meditate on yoga, it's something that can help you, because how can someone survive for 10 years? I mean, 10 hours in water. But that's what happened. But you know what? What about this wonderful news? The good news, the gospel, because I believe and I know God kept that woman. And I know God has a plan and a purpose for her life. This authority, this power, it has been given unto us. It has been tested by so many of the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists who have gone ahead of us. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible reminds us of, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, these are the men, the women that the Bible records in Hebrews chapter 11. There are many of them. They went through so many things. One of them, we are talking of him, Elijah. We are talking of our Savior Jesus Christ in John chapter 11. We are talking of, who else did we talk about today? You know, all these women, they witnessed. They witnessed. We are talking of James. He witnessed. He saw that, yes, Elijah, he was just like a man as we are today. But all this authority, all this power, God has given it unto us. Are we using it? Or we are just saying, oh, day by day, day by day, day by day, day by day. It's amazing how life goes. You know, last year came, and we are in 2018 now. And most of the people now, as soon as we hit September, everyone is talking of Christmas. they are already asking for people to book, you know, for Christmas and those. What have I done, Lord, for the whole year? How many people? Lord, is it just one? If it's my goal from the beginning of 2018, if I set up a goal to say, I will mentor this person, I will disciple this person, Lord, that is my goal for 2018, that, Lord, concerning this great commission, only one person, Lord, one person, I will make sure that I have ministered to them. I will make sure that I have mentored them. I will make sure that at the end of the year, Lord, I will look back and I say, Lord, concerning 2018, if the Lord gives us that space of time, you say 70 years and anything above is years of grace. If you are to save, if it means you are just saying, Lord, one, minimum, at least minimum, every year, Lord, give me one soul. That is my desire. Every year, Lord, just one soul. Just one soul. So by the time you are reaching to those twilight years, you know, you would have saved at least more than 50 people. Greater grace. God is able to give it unto us. As long as we believe, as long as we say, Lord, we are ready to be used of you. Elijah was ready to be used of the Lord. And that greater grace was upon him that he was able to declare, he was able to decree that I am the servant of the Most High God. I stand here for the Lord. And as long as I live, there will be no rain for 3 years and 6 months. And as we continue to read, people of God, in 1 Kings chapter 18, and after he had prayed, verse 36 and verse 37, he continues, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and he said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Hallelujah. So it finally came. The rain finally came. After those 3 years, 6 months, it finally happened. There was abundance of rain. And the servant, he went the first time, he said, there's nothing. He said, no, don't worry. Go 7 times. Maybe you've been going out many times now. You have been going out preaching the word of God. And every time you go out, it doesn't look like anything is happening. Our senior pastor was sharing with us when they went out on Friday that, you know, as they were visiting different places, one of the homes where they visited, this woman desired to be prayed for. And she said, I desire to give my life to Christ. And they led this woman to Christ. right here in this place that we have been going around many times, but God has got his own people. He's just looking for us to be able to go out. He's just desiring that we have that opportunity to say, Lord, you said you will be with us, oh Lord, to the end. Lord, back us up, Lord, concerning Kauli. Lord, concerning this community. Our desire is to see all these chairs being filled up, oh God, not only on Sundays, but throughout the week, oh God. Let different activities be happening in your house. People calling upon your name. Let it be the desire of the people within the community to know the Lord. The Bible records concerning the life of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. Jeremiah said, anytime I desire or anytime I think of stopping of mentioning of his name, it is like fire that is being shut up in my bones. I cannot stop preaching. I cannot stop witnessing. I cannot stop desiring that people will come to know Christ. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the house of the wicked one. Where are you, my brother? Where are you, my sister? Where am I? Where do we stand today? Let it be upon us. Let it be our desire that God is calling us to do something. It is not a good Sunday message when we hear of the word, and after we have heard of the word, we saw it was so good, but we do nothing about it. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, that when you speak unto us, Lord, help us. It is never too late. It is never too late to receive the help of the Lord. It has been our month of witnessing, my brother, my sister. As I stand here today before you, how many people have we ministered unto? How many people did we share the word of the living God unto this month? How many? How many? Oh my God, we desire to be used of you. Let it be our prayer. It is a self-check. It is a self-check. Ever since we started this month, boldness for witness and wonders. How many have I managed to reach out to? How many have I managed to speak to? Let God help us. Let God help us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We desire, Lord, your help. The help you gave unto Joseph, that he was able to stand and say, I cannot do this great wicked thing and sin against God. And even Pharaoh in Genesis chapter 41, he said, where we will find such a man in whom the Spirit of the living God dwells? He had witnessed. His life was a personal testimony. And Pharaoh had seen. The people who were surrounding him had seen. That the people that he was with in the jail, they testified before Pharaoh that there is a man there who can interpret dreams for you. They had seen the gift of God upon his life. They had seen his personal life as a personal testimony. How many will speak about us today to say, I know of this woman. She is a prayerful woman. If you go to her, she'll be able to pray for you. I know of this man. He is a man of the word. If you are able to go to him, he is able to direct you in the right way. How many can testify? How many can point unto us to say, yes, I know these people that desire to know the Lord. I know they desire to serve him. Go and ask them. They can help you. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 52 in verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings. The one who brings good tidings of joy. The one who ministers or the one who publishes salvation. The one who says unto Zion, your God reigns. Your God reigns. The one who says to wet fountain, your God reigns. Your God reigns. Let it be our desire, brethren. Let it be our desire, brethren. Hallelujah. Let nobody fool you that you know what, this thing doesn't work, this thing works. Hallelujah. God is alive. Amen. God is alive. God is still at work. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, I will worship. Hallelujah. Yes, we will praise you, Lord. We will worship you. Oh, from everlasting to everlasting. Help us, oh God. Because we know, Lord, you are in our midst. We know, Lord, you are able to help us to the very end. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Daniel chapter 12, in verse 3, it talks of those who point many unto righteousness. They are like shining stars that will shine forever and ever. Are you there, my brother? Are you there? You know, as a shining star, because you are always pointing many unto righteousness. You are pointing many unto the way of the Lord. The Bible says you are like a shining star that will shine brighter and brighter and forever and forever. That is the desire of the Lord. The desire of the Lord is that we will witness. Yeah, we will witness. That is his desire. The Bible records in our anchor scripture in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, where we read, the last verse that I read this morning, the Bible says, greater grace was upon the apostles. Greater grace. Greater grace to be able to minister, to be able to share the good news. In verse 33 of Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon them all. God has given us that great grace. God has given us that great grace. Why? Because he is with us. As he was speaking unto Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, and he told him that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. But you know, there was a verse where he mentioned that, you know, I have put my words in your mouth. Hallelujah. Can someone read that for me, please? Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1. If you are able to read, it should be in verse 8 somewhere there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse, I'll start from 8. Don't be afraid of the people, for I'll be with you and protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, look, I have put my words in your mouth.
Yes, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Can you please read the last verses, verse 18 and 19?
Jeremiah 1, 18, 19. For see, today I have made you strong, like a fortified city that cannot be captured, like an iron pillar or a bronze wall. Yes. You will stand against the whole land, the kings, officials, priests and people of Judah. Verse 19, they will fight you, but they will fail. For I am with you, and I will take care of you. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am with you. That is the assurance that God is giving unto us again and again, brethren. I am with you. I will fight for you. I will fight your battles. Why? Because I have put my word. I have put the word in your mouth. Oh, God is on our side, brethren. As long as we know that the same God who gave the victory unto Jeremiah. Jeremiah is the man who witnessed in a very difficult period of time of Israel. These were people who were so wicked. Some of them, they would demonstrate to the children of Israel to say, look, we are not going anywhere. We are not going to Babylon. This is the demonstration we are making. Forget about what Jeremiah is talking about. He's talking nonsense. But you know what? There even came a time when Jeremiah, he was so troubled in his heart, and he was saying, oh, let the day that I was born, let it be cursed. Because why is it that they said, oh, they are bringing good tidings to my mom, to my dad? Why? Because he came to that place. But anytime he will say those things, he will say, anytime I think of stopping to mention of his name, it's like fire within my bones. Why? Because God had already spoken unto him in Jeremiah chapter 1 that I am with you. I have made you a prophet to the nation. No matter the circumstance, no matter the tribulation, no matter the trouble you are going through, God is on your side. As long as you know it, that God is on my side, the same God who gave victory unto Jeremiah in all that he went through. At the end of it, Babylon, they were able to stay there as God had spoken to his prophet. It came to pass. So you know that God has said it. I have put the words in your mouth. I am on your side. Don't be afraid. Speaking the word of God is the easiest thing ever. Don't be afraid. You know the words that you are speaking are not of your own. It's just like prayer. As you pray, you are asking the Lord, God, direct me now. The time has now come for me to go and to minister unto people. Lord, is it about my life testimonies you want me to share? Lord, direct me. Lord, it is, oh God, your will to see many to come to repentance. Now guide me. Help me, Lord. God will hear your cry. God will hear your prayer. You are not asking about money. You are not asking about wealth. You are not. There is time for everything, brethren. Not because you don't need those things. He said, first seek ye the kingdom of heaven, and all these things you cry for, they will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So the Lord knows that as long as you seek him, as long as you put him first, all these things you desire, my brother, my sister, they will be added. They will be added. God is not an unjust God. That he will forget your labor of love. He is not an unjust God. He knows your pain. He knows your labor. But he is a just God. He will provide all these things unto you. He will do it for us as long as we stay connected. The same victory he gave unto all the apostles, some of them, the Bible or the history that tells us that, you know, some of them, they were hanged upside down because some of them, they refused to die the way Jesus died. They were crucified. They said, no, don't crucify me the same way you crucified my Savior. Oh, they died painful deaths, but they did not deny him. I was reading of some of the big priests or vicars of the Church of England who were burned at Broad Street. Three of them, because they said, one of them, the main reason why, because Rome was talking of another thing of, you know, fellowshipping or worshipping man, but one of them said it's all about a personal relationship with God, not about all this kind of tradition and all that. And because of that, the man was burned alive on Broad Street. Yeah, go and read about it, about their history. One of them, I think it was Cramley, Ridley, and Latimer. Three of them. They died, and I was reading about it, and I said, my God, in the fire. This was live, because they will gather the whole court with the king with all his people, and they will, he said, one of them, the first thing he put into the fire was the hand he had written to say it is a personal relationship. It's all about a personal standing with God and nothing to do with the tradition of the church. He said the hand he had used to write is the same hand he put first in the fire. So can you imagine that detailed analysis to say this is how he died? But they died not because of anything. They died just for the sake of the gospel. They died because they wanted the gospel to be translated, you know, that everybody will be able to understand. You and me were able to understand it today. Some men, they sacrificed their lives for these things. Now it is open unto us where there is freedom here in the United Kingdom. You can share the gospel. They have not come to that place, and we pray in the name of Jesus that they will never deny the people of God the opportunity to preach Christ. Other places, they deny them. But here, that opportunity, my brother, my sister, it is still available.
What are we doing about it? This is the time. Only one life is given unto all of us, not two lives. One life, and after that we'll stand before God. But whilst we are still here, what are we doing with what God has put in our hands? Let's rise up on our feet. Let's begin to pray right now. Let's pray that this greater grace, this grace, Lord, let it be given unto us. Lord, help us, Lord. If men can be burnt alive in front of the whole people just for the sake of the gospel, Lord, you have given us this opportunity. No one is forcing us to go in the fire. No one is saying, I will kill you for preaching the gospel. The opportunity is given to all of us. Let's lift up our voices right now. That, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace, Lord, to be able to speak. Give me the grace, Lord, to be able, oh God, to go out, oh God, and speak. Lord, let the grace, oh God, be given unto me in the name of Jesus, to be able to go and speak, to be able to go and evangelize, to be able to go, Lord, and encourage somebody. Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that this grace, Lord, is given unto me to be able, Lord, to stand before people and testify that the Lord is good, and testify that there is a God in heaven, and testify that there is God who saves. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, give me, oh God, the words. You said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1:9, I have put my words in your mouth. I have put my words in your mouth. Lord, put your words in our mouth. Put your word, oh God, in our mouth, that we are able to go out and minister boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Our second prayer right now, let's pray that hearts are open to receive the gospel. As we minister the word of the Lord, any flyer we are using, any flyer we leave them with, the people we minister to, Lord, minister unto them. The Bible says it is God who gives the increase. When we water, when we plant, it is God who gives the increase. So let's pray right now that, Lord, as we water, as we plant, Lord, as we plant, as we water, let there be an increase from you. Let hearts be open, Lord. Lord, in our community, oh God, let hearts, oh God, be open to the gospel. Lord, let the ground be fertile. Let the ground be prepared by you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. Thank you that the ground, oh God, is prepared. Thank you that, Lord, the ground is ready. Thank you, oh God, for giving us the ability to plant and to water. Thank you for the increase, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So, Father, we thank you this afternoon. We give you praise. Hallelujah. There is no God like you. You are a wonderful God. You are a gracious God. You are God who always gives us opportunities, oh God, and chances, oh God. Even when we have fallen, you are able to lift us up. Father, we thank you for today. We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that, Lord, you give us, oh my Lord, this greater grace to be able to go and share without any shame, without any guilt, without, oh my Lord, any hindrance of the word of life. Lord, the Bible says, greater grace was given unto the apostles, and they were able to boldly witness of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and many believed. Father, we pray that as many believed, Lord, as we minister, many will believe. After that,
that, oh my Lord, sacrifice on Mount Carmel, the Bible says many believed and they came to the knowledge of the Lord. We pray that, Lord, as signs and wonders will follow us, many will believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you for preparing your people. Thank you for preparing, oh God, the fallow ground. Thank you that, Lord, as we go, we are going knowing that, yes, the Lord has prepared the ground already. Daddy, as we plant, as we water, thank you for the increase in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Praise God. Let's just stretch forth.